Broncos return home to Invesco Field at Mile High for the first time in practically a month for a Monday night AFC battle against the 5-2 Pittsburgh Steelers, a team that has had 2 weeks to prepare while coming off a bye.
It's a very physical team in every phase. And, you know, that's to me, that's where it starts with the Steelers. You know, if you're going to get out physicaled offensively, defensively in a kicking game, you're going to have a hard time winning. And they're definitely going to challenge you in every area. Every one of their players plays like that. I don't care if it's the kickoff returner, the kicker, the tight ends, the lines, whomever it is, Roethlisberger, they're all physical players that play tough and, you know, are going to present that challenge to us individually and as a team collectively.
At 6'5", 240 pounds, Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is not only a load to bring down, but he's also quick and can extend plays if his protection breaks down. Just one of the reasons why he's third in the NFL in passing yards.
He's definitely the key to that offense because, you know, when he scrambles and gets out of that pocket, he can eat you alive. And we know that we got to find ways to contain him and not let him make those big plays.
I've been playing against him for a while, man. It's like he's kind of like Houdini almost, you know. You think you might have a free shot at him, and I mean, he does such a great job of maneuvering his body one way or the other and staying alive and making big plays for them.
You know this guy can get the job done. So we have, I mean, it's going to be a whistle to whistle. I mean, we try to play whistle to whistle anyway. But when you have a quarterback with the potential to break tackles and to keep the play alive in the secondary, it's definitely a whistle-to-whistle game for us.
After rushing for 52 yards during the first half of last Sunday's loss to the Ravens, the Broncos made both bolstering the run game and starting fast priorities during practice this week at Dove Valley.
You know, that's something that Coach McDaniel's been on us about week in and week out, and that's starting fast. You know, we got a lot of good teams that we have to play in this league, and you know, we can't start the way we've been starting. You know, it's imperative that we come out and start fast this Monday night.
One of the big reasons why I think, you know, they're number one in fewest runs against them, you know. So what happens, what that means to me is that they make everybody stop running the ball, you know, eventually. Whether the score gets out of hand, you know, and the opposition feels obligated to throw at every play. You know, I think it's like 19 runs a game they have to defend, you know, so far. So I think it's one, commitment to it. Two, finding some things at work and being successful doing it. I mean, certainly you're not going to win the game, you know, running the ball for 1 yard a carry or anything like that. So we're going to try to stay balanced and do everything that we normally do, but we got to be successful doing it.
They cause a lot of confusion, and usually when they do that, they make plays, and they'll have a fumble, sack, fumble, turnover, interception. You know, something bad happens offensively for you. So you have to be on top of your game mentally.
And for the second week in a row, the Broncos know they can expect another physical football game.
They're going to be ready. You know, they're going to have, you know, lots of preparation. So we just got to go out and play our game. I mean, do everything that we've done in practice this week and apply it to the game.
Every week in this league is a test, but when you're playing a team like Pittsburgh who's had the success that they've had I just, you know, speaking for the offense, you know, this has been a great defense probably for the last 30 years. So nothing's changed, and we're going to have to play physical, we're going to have to play smart, and we're going to have to play our best game.
If you intimidate, you don't have no place in this business. We're all men, we all have a job to do, and let's go out there and compete and play football. And, you know, you can't be intimidated. You're in the wrong game if you're intimidated.
When asked this week about his counterpart, Steelers safety Troy Polamalu, Brian Dawkins said he's not afraid to admit that every once in a while he'll throw on game tape of Polamalu, try and steal some tricks and techniques because he has such an impact on that defense. Polamalu is expected to make his third start this Monday night after coming back from a knee injury he suffered in week one. I'm Chris Hall from Dove Valley. Complete coverage on DenverBroncos.com Monday night.